Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our two competitors. You know, more than half of our members come from our two competitors, and they all say some version of this. That guy's program was a great overview about buying and selling land, but you guys seem to fill the holes that they left out. Jill, this is a great topic for us. You know, I'm hoping that we can, in one fell swoop here, answer the daily questions that I get. I'm sure if I get daily questions, you get multiple questions all the time about our two competitors and what's good about them and what's maybe what they're leaving out. And as always, you know, I'm never, you and I have always agreed on this. I'm never going to badmouth anybody or say anything negative.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we can get that out of the way right up. We're not going to bash anybody's stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, that question does come up. You know, hey, what is it that makes you different? And you know what? It's very easy for me to answer that. And frankly, it's me. there's like, I should have counted 1,000, 2,000. There's a beat. I didn't connect for a second.
Is that the end of the show?
Yeah, that's it. All right, that's how we stack up. Thanks for listening, folks. Join us in another episode. What else could you, what more could you want?
They don't have Jill.
That's it. Done.
Oh my gosh. For more information on Jill's narcissism, go to justjill.com.
I think somebody has that. I got to find that. I want to say I looked for that website a long time ago and it was taken. I don't know if they're using it, but I think somebody has that. Thank you.
You know, in all the notes I took on this whole thing, it never occurred to me that we are actually probably better communicators and like maybe possibly more entertaining, or, you know, I just only looked at the quality of our stuff.
Is that? I hadn't thought about that.
They're probably buying into us, you know? Shucks. I just figured it was just the quality, because the quality of our programs, I don't think there's anything comparison.
Right.
Well, I never considered it was us. And I think part of it is.
I think part of it is us.
Yeah.
Well, we're sincere. We're very transparent. We're real people. And you know what? A lot, and this is you and I innately are going to be honest and really tell the truth and tell you like it is. And I really firmly believe everyone wants that.
Right.
They want to hear the truth. You know, it's funny. You and I laugh about it sometimes. Some of my transactions when I'm doing the wholesale, our business land stay, how many people have just wanted to sell to me or buy from me because I'm a real person.
Right.
And they've actually said, I like you because you're, what did they say? You're normal or something.
Yeah. You're down to earth or normal.
Something. And I'm
or approachable or something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, there's a lot of that. And you're right. That's one thing we had not talked about. We talked about, then the meat and potatoes part of, from what we hear from our members, you know, about the programs.
So if you want to buy, if you want to learn about flipping land, buying and selling land, at least at the time of this, when we're recording this, there are exactly three places in this country that you can go to learn about this specific niche. There's us, there's my first student, Mark, and there's another guy who did a program in the late 2009s. His name's Jack, and he's from Germany. And I'm going to give you a tiny little overview about each of them. Mark was my first student. I got him into the business. We worked as investment bankers together. And he put together a program that I think, while I've never seen it, and I haven't seen the other one either, from what people say, it is a fantastic introduction to flipping land. And both programs really concentrate on tax sales, finding back tax property, offering next to nothing, and then dealing with the taxes and some of the other stuff. And we don't concentrate on that at all. We concentrate on sending out direct mail to everybody who owns property in an identified area and buying it that way. And there might be back tax property in there, but I'm a big fan of casting a huge net. So I will say this about Jack. Jack is from different countries, from Germany. He came over, as I understand it, as an IT person. I've never met him. And I want you to imagine this for a second, because I'm going to give Jack a huge compliment here. I'm not complimenting his program. I'm complimenting him. Imagine you, as an American, you're an IT professional, go to Germany, and you don't speak English or anything. And you try to make it as a as an IT professional, which he did, and you get sick of your job like everyone. So instead of bailing and going back, you learn the language. You learn the whole new set of real estate laws. And you acclimate yourself to a completely different culture that you have no idea about. And then on top of that, you make a ton and ton of money in a niche that no one takes seriously. So, Jack, my hat's off to you. I mean, I don't think many people, me included, could go to a new country, learn a language, learn the real estate laws, and then actually succeed at doing it the way that you have. True. So you have to respect that. No matter what you think, he's our competitor and it is what it is, but I have a lot of respect for that. So, and then there's us. And I've been doing this since the late 90s. And I think that our programs and the stuff that we offer after you get involved as a member is amazing. I think it's second to none, or we wouldn't have done the show.
Exactly. Well, you and I, what you and I set out to accomplish.
And we have Jill.
Thank you. And we have me. When you and I set out to accomplish, we clearly did. And I love that. When we say no stone left unturned, we mean it, man. Yeah. You know, it's great. And it's the response, you know, it's so nice when we first rolled this out. We did not expect the overwhelming response that we got. It was a little bit like, wow. We did it. They got it. We conveyed what we wanted to convey. Everyone is understanding it. They're grasping it. They're thanking us. I mean, handwritten thank you cards. I never thought that.
It's a 2-year overnight success.
Yeah. You know, and that's okay. It's good. You know, it was kind of funny too, because in the beginning, I felt bad that, like, we kept dragging it out. We're like, are you guys done yet? We kind of, you know, started to build up a little following, you know, before we released the program, and we kept pushing it because we wanted to make it right. And get everything in there, and really go over everything, and we did.
Yeah. So not only do we provide the education through our programs, which give you an overview, and then they tell you exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. It's not just a concept. It's step by step. Do this, this, and this, and you're going to succeed. And then we go so far as to provide the data to do it. From the there's huge differences in the quality of data out there. We provide access to the actual data and then access to mailing companies that'll make your life really easy and with special discounts and the whole thing. So we give you the concept. We tell you exactly how to do it. And then we put the tools right in front of your desk, right on top of your desk. We plop them down right in front of you. And we don't actually make you stand
pick up the
over
pen,
your
pick
shoulder.
Pick up the pen. Pick up the pen. Type. Now you got it.
Little demons come out of you sometimes.
Sorry. I just kind of like
you have a little demons in. Just sneak their way
interesting
out.
Comment.
I think like, it's from being a mom.
Shoot, was that my outside voice?
I was going to say something cute like, you know, we can lead you to the water, but we can't make
Jill
you drink it.
Follows up with you in your home every week to rate your progress. And if you are succeeding, we take it back. Just kidding.
If you had to go through kindergarten 3 times, this program might not be for you.
It might be perfect for you. Oh boy!
Oh man!
It's okay.
You're killing me today.
Well,
it'd be great if this is all we had to do.
5 minutes in, my cheeks hurt.
If all we just did was a radio show and that was it, I'm so jealous of people that are like that.
I know.
They just have a show and that's it. They don't have any other stuff to do.
you know what? I'm sure their garage is a mess. I'm sure they have other things going on too. There's family vacations coming up that need their attention. There's stuff you got to do. It's okay.
No, I mean, we all have personal stuff, but there's a lot of work. We have a lot of work to do.
What? Oh, come on. You are so making that up. You just came off an awesome time in San Carlos. And now you're just goofing off. I see.
I'm still in vacation mode.
Dude, there's nothing on your desk.
I know. What? Maybe there should be. I don't know. Maybe there should that's be. Probably fine.
Oh, there's. Yeah.
So, you know, aside from the fact that we provide all the tools and motivation and really in a customized way through successplant.com, and we give away a free property with our program.
And we're rating out. Wait. And for rating the show, by the way.
So, oh, right. Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, every month we give away a free property just for downloading our free ebook off our website, landacademy.com. You don't even have to read it. And
rate the show on iTunes. Show. There's links wherever you're listening to this podcast. The text version has links to doing both things.
Right. And if I can't tell, if my team can't tell who you are because your sign in login is not like your name, just send us a quick little email. You can send it to me, jill@landacademy.com. People do that. And I appreciate that. They'll say, hi, you just rated the show. And this is me. And I've got the ebook. Yeah, great. Thank you for doing that.
If your username is messyface365. Send an email to Jill that says, hey, I'm Jennifer Smith, messyface365.
And I promise I will not ask you what that stands for. I should do that. Hey, by the way, what is that? So, no. But you were saying, well, you were doing, okay, we give away free property often with the program. We know there's another thing about us that we bring to the table, and that is two for one. You get your Stephen, the level of expertise and the analysis and the data and the secrets and the tips and everything that you bring to the table are, I'm going to say it, priceless. It really is. You're welcome. You know, you have a wonderful, wonderful way of explaining it. So, because I know we have members from all levels. I don't, you know, we have members that, gosh, they have a doctorate and they're doing this.
Yeah, we do.
And we have members that are like, oh my gosh, I've been, you know, floundering over here doing this. And you can explain it so everyone can grasp it. And that's really important to be able to do. Now, one thing to have all this and put it in paper and all that, but also to be able to convey it, that's huge. So,
you know, people have been telling me that my whole life. Mm-hmm. They, for some reason, I can meet people from where they come.
Yep.
Like if you get hung up in one little area here, I can pretty much see, I don't know why, I'm not patting myself on the back. For some reason, I can just see that why that is. So, you know, maybe I should have been a teacher.
Well, you know, it's the way you operate too. And it's funny because this happens sometimes.
Do it with customers too.
Right. Well, I just, when you and I are out in the real world, and we meet new people, and they don't really know who we are, what we do. It's kind of funny. They're a little taken aback when they kind of go, oh, you know, and they get it because I think it's a good that we could walk around. Everybody could walk around with an attitude and whatever. And does that make sense?
I'm not sure what you say.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm sorry. Is that my outside voice again? We'll just, you know
how
what?
About you paint your nails and I'll do the rest of the show.
How about this? Rewind.
Rewind.
Or fast rewind and like fast forward over that. Never mind. So anyway, I was giving you a compliment.
I know. Thank you.
About what you bring to the table. And then I was also going to say, because I have said this, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I've got.
There's some horn tooting in this episode.
There really is. I've got some. Maybe a year or two. I'm kind of a novice, but way more than a year or two of customer service and sales and, you know.
You get customer stuff.
Stuff that that I've learned that I can share with people that will make a difference, period.
You know what I think? It's all about being real straightforward and honest, you know.
It's a lot of it.
And some of this real estate investment is not a skip along the top endeavor. It's technical. There's places you can get in a lot of trouble if you're not careful. But I think land investing, of all the complicated stuff out there, this is the easiest. And it's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a step-by-step, maybe 5 or 6 step process when you're in owning property for just a few $100.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that gets conveyed enough. I think we concentrate on some of the stuff that goes on around it. For whatever reason, I guess it's human nature to concentrate on the problems that are associated with things versus just, like we were just talking about this. The only reviews I've ever left about anything, like whether it's a product I bought or anything, yes, was when there was so atrociously wrong and bad that I go out there and feel like compelled to really, and I've only done it like twice in my life,
mm-hmm,
feel compelled to tell somebody that, you know, these people are probably crooks.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they are, they just don't care. Or if they're not, they just don't care. Then the 5 million positive experiences I've had with products and services and stuff,
right,
I don't leave a review.
That's true.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
I don't know. Now you went off on a whole other thing. So it's not just me. So, no, it's good. So I'm trying to think of other differences and other things. And I'm only going with our members. I'm just trying to think of what our members have told us, because we have a lot of members that have purchased other programs and they came to us and said, oh God, thank you, now I get it. You know, and you filled all the holes in, and this wasn't even talked about, and this is so important. You know,
well, here's the big points. Our other two competitors focus on back tax property, locating it, sending people or reaching them somehow and buying. I know for a fact that both of them are extremely interested in buying property for like $6. You know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that I like to just even the whole thing out, pay $50 to $100 an acre, depending on the size, and then just have all the offers come back in. So I'm more interested in volume than I am in negotiating every single deal to get as cheap as it can be.
Right.
You know, there's bottom fishing and then there's bottom fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And back tax property is only part of it.
It's true.
So there's that. The other big, huge difference that we already hit on it is data.
Mm-hmm.
We provide access to the data.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So.
Well, you also mentioned one other thing too. This is you mentioned it to me earlier. I was wanting to bring it up. The lifelong.
Oh, right.
Knowledge and what we're. Yeah. Empowering?
Yeah, let me hit that real quick.
Okay.
When you send a letter out to somebody, and it has regardless of their back tax status, and it's an offer with a number in it like we do, they keep it forever. So if they pass away and their kids inherit it or whatever, and they open that file and the letter's there, you know, Jill gets calls. Jill runs her whole acquisition program. She gets calls from people as far back as 2005 and 2004 when we started sending letters out. If you just focus on back tax property and sending mailers to that type of property, the chances are the property is going to go, if they don't respond to you, that's going to go back and it's over. And it's a short term, while it can be short term, very successful, you're just missing 80 or 90% of the market out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's way better to just lifelong. You're right, Jill. This is a lifelong way, mm-hmm, to have a call stream come in to, you know, for investing.
Exactly.
We get, what is it, 10, that's probably 10 years old, we get calls back from letters.
Easy.
10 or 12 years old.
And it's so funny because sometimes people go, they'll say something like, if you are still interested, I promise it won't take me this long to reply. It's so funny. I've gotten like handwritten things saying, I still have this. Are you still interested? It's great. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do they say, our members, you know, because more than half of them come from competitors? I'm not even talking about like flipping houses competitors.
No, just our little niche.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think here. Really, it's us and our accessibility too.
Oh, right.
That's another thing that we, we're really, well, number one, we're in it. We still have a full-fledged business that's doing it right alongside our members. So our acquisition and our transaction numbers are constantly growing. And it's, I mean, when you have 16,000 almost under your belt, you've seen a lot.
Right.
So, and new things still pop up now and then. You know, now all, once in a while I go, well, there's a new one. Hadn't had that before.
I get a lot of questions on Success Plant specifically. That's that they copy us on and they say, Success Plant is our online community, successplant.com, for people who are buying, selling, and flipping land. It's, it, you know, after they're, it's a way to get all your questions answered. Right. So I get a lot of questions directly, you know, that they're, that everybody cuts to the chase and they say, look, I got this deal. Should I do the deal? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that our competitors ever answer questions like that. Or if they do, I'll tell you, if they do, they don't have a, they don't have an online community where they can do it,
where everybody can see it and share it.
There's no way if I just got emails like that all day, I couldn't do anything else.
It's true.
In Success Plant, other people are answering it. It's just very efficient for everybody.
Right. Most, I love it. It's easy to say, well, basically, you know what I think of Success Plant is the bigger pockets for land, period.
Right.
That's all it is. So, and it's funny is I can tell sometimes people are reaching out to me, not only on a personal thing, but in Success Plant. And I'm like, they're not our member yet. Where, but they have some knowledge and I kind of can tell, like, oh, I get it. I know without a doubt that I have answered questions that our people have had from our competitors that they weren't able to get answers from the competitors. I feel really bad. So they've reached out to us and we answer their questions. I'm like, oh, how funny is that?
There's a lot of people in Success Plant that are members of other, these other two competitors' groups.
Yeah.
That get answers from us.
Exactly.
I'm sure of it. And I'm fine with that.
I do too. I'm like, great. You know, everybody wins. Everybody's learning. It's all good. It's great.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. That's a tough show to do because, you know, we're certainly not going to bash anybody, but, you know, it's tough to talk about your competitors when it's, you know, it's so glaringly clear to me that we're offering a better service.
I only wanted to do this topic because it flat out comes up. People will flat out ask me, hey, please tell me. I'm looking at this. I've narrowed it down to you guys. What's the difference?
Right.
You know, and I'll honestly say, well, you know, here's what I know and here's who we
answer,
are.
Like, so can you answer the question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, if they've, some of them, a lot of them have not traced it all the way back to figure out like your and Mark's connection. And once they figure out the connection, they go, oh, okay, never mind. That answers all my questions then. Because they, you know, one of our members even said that. Why would I learn from the student, you know, when I can learn? So, and then what I do though is I use it as a wonderful, wonderful pat on your back, Stephen, because, hey, this Stephen obviously knows what he's talking about and obviously can coach to success because look how well Mark is doing. They go, yeah, you're right. I'm like, thank you very much.
Oh, man, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
He's like a sales tool.
He's like our number one success story. It's right. Like the best thing ever. Look how great Mark's doing. Isn't that awesome? Great. Now, in that time, we've been doing this and this and this and this and this and perfected all these things. We have 16,000 deals. What else? You know, what else you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's kind of like they won't. You know, I can't get in the club fast enough.
Right. Yeah.
No, and I mean that in a really good way, in a positive way. It's
you know what I forgot to mention is those promotions that you run all the time. We're constantly buying property specifically to give away with these programs to get people's feet wet.
Right.
I'm extremely confident that our competitors don't include or look out for their members the way that we do.
Right. Our members.
We've given away 10 acre properties before.
Right. Well, our members are so appreciative. Even if it's a quarter acre property somewhere, I do a lot of those. They make some money, A, and B, they get their feet wet. They learn how to We have a property recorded. They get their own deed. They're sending it in with our instructions. Or kind of the minute they get our program, they're getting their feet wet with their first transaction, and everyone loves it.
What's the last promo you ran?
The last one?
Yeah, the very last one.
It was.
When I say promo, I mean
get a free property.
If you sign up with us now, we're going to give you XYZ.
Free property. 30-minute consulting with you or I. They get to pick. And $100 off our mailer data.
$100 off the data package.
That's coming up, which is
So, and I know that I saw the numbers on that and it worked great. So what, how about the one before that? Like we're constantly, I feel like we're constantly coming up with new ways
because there's new
to make it easier on our, and on our new members. Well, so I guess that's why I'm asking you, like,
the properties will vary, but it's really, I've learned that that's not what it's about. People are not enrolling with us because they want that particular property. They can go out and buy that particular property. That's not the reason. So it's a property because it gets some money coming back, and the consulting because you and I are very accessible, but to have us one-on-one is really, really, really valuable. And I know people appreciate that, to be able to ask us those direct questions. Right. So, and I, you know, we've got things coming up. So I know that for our folks that, if you're listening, you're not a member now and you're thinking about in the next several months, weeks, days, whatever it is, I've always got something great coming. There's some good stuff. And, you know, and I always take, and then you're never going to miss the boat because we always take care of our people, period. Anyway. Right. So it's not like, oh, I enrolled at the wrong time. I should have waited. Don't worry.
I wonder if those guys do a weekly call like we do, where we get everybody on and talk about what's successful, what's not working.
I have heard that there's a version of it, but you pay for a different level. I've only heard from one of them people where you pay for different, depending what you pay for, you get to ask questions.
Yeah.
And some you just get to listen, which I thought was kind of interesting. I don't know if it's still that way, but that's what I heard.
Yeah,
from one of our members, and then you get like a Facebook chatting thing. I didn't really understand that one.
Oh yeah, there's like a Facebook closed group,
right?
Wow,
kind of thing. Which
I heard that too. I didn't know that was still going on.
So that was 3-4 months ago. So I don't know, but
well, I sleep really well at night knowing that we have the best product out on the market. I know it's not the cheapest. And do you get questions like that?
Nope.
Yeah, I never do either, Jill. Nope. You know, that's really interesting. That's one of the things when we started this, I thought people were going to say, man, this guy's product is a few hundred dollars cheaper. You know, can you match it? I've never gotten that question.
You know, it's funny. And if it did come up, I would say, yes, it is. Next.
I think there's just, it's so clear what you get.
Yes.
Just, you could just end right now with the free property that you usually get. And that's it. It's probably too cheap, Jill.
Ours?
Yeah.
Oh, thought about that. Hey, yeah, join now because it might go up, according to Steven.
No kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Now let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.